Even more than Seattle, the housing market in Vancouver, BC is hot, but cooling off now. Here to tell you why is Stephen Quinn, host of CBC Radio's On the Coast.
Zolo, which is a national real estate brokerage firm, says that the average price of homes sold in Vancouver, in the city of Vancouver, over the last 28 days has fallen by about 21.4%. So that's the price. But when you compare it with a year ago, prices are down by just about 7.5%. I guess it's significant because nobody around here is used to the prices doing anything but increase in the double digits year over year. What is really interesting are the number of sales. They've tanked. There's new data out today from the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver that shows the number of single-family detached homes sold in the first 2 weeks of this month, and it's a short period of time, but down by 66% over the same period last year, and condos and apartment sales have dropped by about 42%. So we are seeing the prices drop a little bit. We're seeing home sales, though, really slowing down.
How much credit goes to something we've talked about before on this show a couple of times, the tax on foreign buyers?
A lot of people blaming the foreign buyer tax. If you're not a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, you pay an additional property transfer tax of 15%. That's a lot of money.
And that's as of just a few weeks ago,
that's
right?
As of the beginning of the month, yeah. The provincial government started collecting data on foreign ownership a while ago. They were really responding to this public outcry that somehow foreign investors were really skewing the Vancouver real estate market. Everybody thought that was plainly obvious. They were demanding that the provincial government do something about it. And so seemingly out of nowhere, the provincial government introduces this 15% tax. And what we have now, we think, is a lot of people waiting on the sidelines to see where this is going to go. So that would explain the big drop in the number of transactions right now. The market, though, was already starting to cool off even before that tax was introduced. So to what degree that tax has affected the wider market, it still isn't really known.
How is this affecting people in Vancouver? What are they saying about it?
You know, I would love to jump to the conclusion that housing is suddenly going to become affordable in the city, but because if foreign buyers go away, obviously, then the reality of local supply and demand kicks in here, which means we will see prices, you know, come down. Right now, I think the figure is the average house in Vancouver costs 21 times the average annual income around here. Nobody's talking about a crash, though, at this stage. Everybody's talking about an adjustment and really, you know, maybe introducing some sanity to the market. For people who own their own homes, who bought a long time ago and have, you know, just been breathing in and out over the last 10 years and become millionaires by doing it, they could see that value drop substantially. But even if the house value dropped by 20%, you know, they're still up exponentially from where they would have been if they bought the house two decades ago.
Of course, there are winners and losers. Is there a backlash against this new tax on foreign buyers?
Well, you know, there is. And it's interesting because there was a real public demand that the government do something about it. And now it looks like, you know, they've done it. They've managed to somehow introduce something that feels like it's cooling the market down. Anyhow, there was a lot of animosity directed at foreign buyers as well. And a lot of people will tell you animosity, you know, verging on racism, because a lot of people blaming Chinese money for this. Almost universally, everybody hates the way the tax was implemented. It came without warning. There was basically a 2 or 3 day notice given. And people who were in the middle of transactions that hadn't yet closed were going to be subject to the tax if they didn't close by the date that the tax was introduced. I talked to a young guy from California. He's an animator. He's been working here in Vancouver for 2 years. He's applied for permanent residency. He's just waiting for that to happen. His agent called him up and said, you know, the condo we're in the middle of buying for you, it's going to cost you an extra $70,000 because you're American. And he had to scramble to get the transaction done. Otherwise, he would have had to walk away from his deposit because he couldn't come up with $70,000. Anecdotally, realtors will tell you a lot of people were in that situation. Not everybody was as lucky as him. A lot of people had to walk away from their deposits, and that there was a real ripple effect as well, because when one transaction collapsed, a transaction that was dependent upon that one also collapse. So it really has left a big mess. As well, there's a lot of cynicism that, you know, those mythical rich offshore buyers that come in and, you know, buy $5 million homes, they're going to find a way to get around this. They're going to do it through a, you know, a relative or some sort of intermediary will take care of it for them. So everybody's just waiting for everything to shake down. And the real estate industry is saying 2-3 months down the road, we should see things settle a little bit.
Will some of the foreign buyers veering away from Vancouver be buying real estate in Western Washington?
I don't know why they wouldn't be. I mean, Vancouver is seen as a safe haven, and I know Seattle would be seen very much as the same thing. Toronto, in fact, is bracing for an influx of foreign buyers. But remember, this tax only affects Metro Vancouver, so the city of Victoria on Vancouver Island is also expecting to see an uptick. And the Fraser Valley, just east of the city here, not part of Metro Vancouver, they're already seeing house prices go up there as well. So it's got an impact right across the country.
Finally, Stephen, speaking of foreigners, you were invaded. Canada was invaded by more than 1,000 Americans over the weekend. What happened?
1,500 over-refreshed Americans, I would say. So this is the annual Port Huron Float Down that takes place the third week of August every year on the St. Clair River. So people set off in Port Huron, Michigan. They're in, you know, inner tubes and rafts and air mattresses and pretty much anything that floats. And they make the journey down the river south to, it's about 7.5 miles or 12 kilometers to Marysville, Michigan. The problem this time around was that the wind kicked up and it blew everybody toward the eastern shore, which is Canada, which is specifically Sarnia, Ontario. And I love this line from a Coast Guard officer. Peter Garapik was his name. He told the CBC, "There were Americans everywhere." And he said there was no chance for anything floating or people or inner tubes or anywhere to go but Canada. So the rescuers set out. Some people had to be treated for hypothermia who ended up in the water because it got pretty choppy out there. So the Ontario Provincial Police were in on it, the Canada Border Services Agency, Port Huron Police as well. 10 Sarnia transit buses were filled with Americans and made 19 trips across the border to get everybody back. I think the people of Sarnia were generally hospitable, although the mayor is a bit miffed about the rescue costs and the mess those Americans left behind.
Canada, I want to thank you for dealing so gently with our undocumented immigrants to you.
Bring it back to us in tourism dollars, won't you?
You truly are the nicest country in Upper North America, Stephen Quinn. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.